This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown Show, now at 7 after the hour. With Doug Steffen, that's me, and Michael Harrison, that's him. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. All of these items are listed there. Stories about hosts. We had lots of host conversation this week in the focus as we go through the stories and the people that, according to the research by Michael's staff, have come up to the top, the cream of the crop, as it were. So you want to go through the stories for us and the people, and then let's see what direction we decide to, what hole we dive into here with all of this.
What opening in the line we run through.
Here
we
go.
The stories of the week. It's been a very interesting week, obviously. That sounds like a cliche because they were all interesting, but this one has its own flavor. At number 10, we have the NCAA Final Four, and the Major League Baseball season opened early, and NBA action is heating up. At number 9, the Parkland student versus Laura Ingraham feud. At number 8, the California Sanctuary Cities issue. At number 7, the very, very successful, controversial, highly publicized, and highly rated Roseanne reboot on television. At number 6, the Sacramento shooting protests. At number 5, Kim Jong-un visits China. Fascinating. At number 4, Stephen's Second Amendment op-ed. At number 3, Trump's approval rating, it's up. Number 2, Stormy Daniels litigation and the 60 Minutes interview. And number 1, Trump's Russia investigation and diplomatic expulsions. On the People survey, we have Stephon Clark at number 10. Number 9, David Hogg and Laura Ingraham. Roseanne Barr at 8. Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping at 7. John Paul Stevens at 6. Paul Ryan at 5. And number 4, Stormy Daniels and her attorney, Michael Avenatti. Number 3, Vladimir Putin. Number 2, Robert Mueller. Number 1, Donald Trump. And that's a snapshot of a very tumultuous week that went in many directions.
It certainly did, as it usually does, and that's not a bad thing. It's good to keep the conversation going and varied. The Roseanne show, did you watch it?
I did not, and I haven't even seen any videos of it. I shall do that, but I've read an awful lot about it, so I'm sort of up to speed, but I really should watch it.
All right, so speaking of video, I watched and listened to the final 15 minutes of the Don Imus final broadcast.
Yeah.
And I'm betting that you did, too. There's been certainly in Talkers Magazine this week a lot of focus on Don Imus and his career and his last show in which he said he was the best broadcaster, the best talk show host that ever lived, and he meant it. He did mean it. You can tell by listening to him. He was very... It was a sobering 15 minutes listening to it. I almost cried myself, and I don't really even know the guy. We've never really crossed paths. You and he have crossed paths. And so I wonder, I think we made reference to it last week a little bit on this program, but as you listen to it and focus on it, really, in a manner of speaking, I suppose some people say it's the end of an era. But for somebody who was very important in this format, it was interesting to hear him... and to see the profiles, the TV, all the things that were aimed at him, to think about the impact that a person, and this is why I'm bringing it up, Michael, one person and the impact, whether you buy is that he was the greatest or not, but he certainly did have an impact on audiences and listeners, and that is hard for one person to do, isn't it?
That's a hard thing to be on the radio for a half a century and remain viable and be pertinent. So obviously he's very talented. But did you cry because you realized maybe you're not the greatest talk show host of all time?
No, actually, I didn't think about it that way at all.
Oh, okay.
I was I was his emotion. He presented himself in a very... he was a showman to the end, maybe. I don't know. Maybe some people think it was phony tears.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I could make myself crazy over these years that I do what I do if I tried to decide, you know, empirically who's telling the truth and who is insincere and who's, you know, phony. Uh-huh. There's a degree of phoniness to all showmanship, and that's part of it. If you really are yourself, it could be very boring. So everybody's on to a certain extent. But no, Imus has been a very colorful figure. Whether he's the greatest of all time, I don't think anybody's the greatest of all time. I think that...
Have great moments.
I have in my top 10 lists of everything. I have a top 10 list of everything. It changes daily, and there are about 100 things on the top 10 list. It's even reflected in the work that I oversee at Talkers. Our charts are known for having ties.
Yeah.
We could cram 25 things into our top 10 because I see things that way. So I would say Imus is certainly one of the great radio personalities of the second half of the 20th century. The end of an era? No, I don't know. I think that era ended a long time ago. I think that we're at the beginning of an era that some of the old-timers are still a part of. But I see the era that Imus represented as having ended about 15, 20 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I see us in a very new era since the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And it's just starting now to gain definition, where we're understanding where we are and where we're going. But the day of the shock jock and the disc jockey and the radio station, the big tower of power, WNBC, WABC, WLS, KFI, these great radio stations that had these larger-than-life personalities on them, that's very 20th century.
So then let's fast forward to where we are today. There's been a lot of hoopla in Talkers and elsewhere about, is it Ben Shapiro? Brian, no, it's Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro, who was on a few stations in Los Angeles and then started a podcast that's been well received. Now he's starting a radio program that sounds to me, looks to me, and I don't say this in a negative way, but I don't, unless his personality is stellar, and I've listened to him a few times, and I actually know him, and I don't know him well, but I know him enough to not be really crazily interested in what he has to say, but a lot of people have glommed onto him and his podcast, very successful podcast, and I wonder whether that now, we seem to have created people on the radio that want to get off. Mike Francesa, who is the superstar of sports talk radio in New York for, what, 30 years or something?
Yeah, a long time, and he misses it now.
He does.
Yeah, he misses it.
He went to podcasting, is he going to go back on the radio? Because
I don't know what he's going to do, but we're going to find out in the next few weeks. He's going to make an announcement, and then he's going to talk about it at the Talkers Conference on June 8th. That should be very interesting. Right. You know, he was the number one person on our Heavy 100 of Sports that we just published, but not this time around. He went from number one to number nothing.
Because he's not there.
He's not there. We've never had that happen.
Yeah.
And,
well, you know, you and I talk about this with some regularity. The fact you have been, in your career, a very successful disc jockey. You've been a very successful trade publisher. You've been involved in both sides, the print and on-air media. You have, and you now bridge that gap still, because I think there's a part of you, and it's good because you're not blowing smoke in your ear. You know that we appreciate each other and what we do on the air. You are good on the air. I like having you here because I can trust that whatever we say during this hour is going to be astute. It's going to be mature for the most part. Sometimes you and I have
compared to a lot of the other stuff, it's mature.
Yeah, right.
I appreciate your kind words. The reason I stay on the air, and I've always stayed on the air during my business career. I have been on the air consistently now for going on 51 years, and I'm not an old person. I started very young, and I have a youthful attitude. And fortunately, I don't sound old. Something happens when your voice starts to age the way your wrinkles do.
Yeah.
Yep. And that can get in the way of the dynamics, just like in sports. There's a physicality to it, like a singer.
Do you think that's what happened to Imus?
Without question, Imus sounds old on the air. Yeah, and I don't mean that as a pejorative. He's a sick man. He's had cancer. He's had diseases. Yeah. He's weather beaten. He's lived a hard life.
Yep.
He's overcome addictions. My God. He does not have that crisp, you know, sound, you know, Imus in the morning, WNBC, Imus, quack, quack, you know, that whole thing. So there's the physical aspect, the athletic aspect, the mechanical aspect of broadcasting does require certain vocal skills. Mm-hmm. And he lost that. And that happens with age. You get, you know, old man and old lady voice. And you know, fortunately, you and I have not experienced that yet. We will eventually.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I mean, I hope that we're around long enough to but I'm being serious here.
Yeah, no, I know you are.
I'm talking about what makes this business tick when you're talking about the retirement of a character like Imus.
Yep.
So, you asked me just basically, you know, was he finished? I don't exactly remember what you asked me.
Wondered whether he was going to do a podcast. Sort of fiddling around with podcasting, and I mentioned Ben Shapiro because he was on the air and the off the air did a podcast. Now he's coming back on the air.
I don't think Imus is going to do anything because Imus does it for the money. Mm-hmm. Imus does it for the money. Imus may say as much as he's missing the person that he's talking to and he loves the business and all that. This, you know, if the story is that they had to get rid of Imus because Cumulus is in bankruptcy and they have to cut back their expenses, mm-hmm. and he loves it so much and they love him so much.
So why didn't he cut?
Yeah, why didn't he just cut the salary and continue?
Like all the rest of us are. Yeah, right.
Sometimes the answer is obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Imus, and he says he's the greatest of all time. I mean, you know, God bless him, but he's not going to fiddle around with podcasts. I just don't see it. He's going to go on with his life.
Yep. Well, we wish him well wherever his life leads him. He certainly has been a contributor. He one of the people that brought folks to the radio, and they stayed there. So for that, I am, as a broadcaster, grateful to him for his accomplishments, for his contributions, for his longevity. I think that he has helped our medium a great deal. And so for that, I wish him well. It's 19 after the hour on the countdown.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to New York. Drink responsibly.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh,
table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day, so you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now, and we're focused on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. When I say we, I include Michael Harrison, who is the mainstay of this hour, the countdown, the review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. Talk Radio is the subject matter of all of the work done. It's Michael's life. Talkers Magazine. Talkers. It is. It's all about you and what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. People come to you. They pay attention to you. They come to me to talk about cows. They come to you to talk about the things that are going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
See, I still have dreams of other careers. I want to be a major league pitcher, but...
See, I don't.
What are the things that you wanted to be in your life when you were a kid that never happened?
No. Actually, I've been able to create in my life. I've been very fortunate. This is something I think about every night when I go to bed, how thankful I am that the two things in terms of occupation of my time that have always meant the most to me have still and will be a part of my life until I can't talk or live or breathe anymore. And that's being on the radio and having a farm. Wow. Those are the things. That and having the children that I have had in my life are the premier accomplishments. And so I have had a wonderful life. I have a wonderful life. And I'm doing what I want to do. I would like to have a companion to share it with. That's the only sort of hole in it. But as far as the other things are concerned, they're there and will always be. And I think, frankly, you and I will be on the same train as it leaves town. And it won't be as we won't be standing upright.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We'll be both doing this sort of thing because we love this sort of thing.
Do you think that we should use this platform to have maybe a contest to find you a companion?
Oh, no. I tried that once. Didn't work.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Did you know? Remember that? That was about 20 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
We had a contest for a date with Doug, and a woman in Michigan won the contest. I can remember what she looks like to this day.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And it was, and she finally opted out. We had we set a time. I was going to fly to Detroit and take her to dinner and all of that. And the day that we were supposed to do that, she called and said, I don't think I can do this. So it was,
she's a lucky woman.
Some other women might tell you the same thing, Michael.
Like, oh, my gosh. I don't even remember. You did that without me knowing about it.
No,
I would have frowned on that. That's dangerous stuff.
It is dangerous.
It's a joke.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a joke. All right. Speaking of jokes, and we're into the world of talking about hosts, Laura Ingraham got herself into a hole this week, and I don't know whether it's fair or not. This kid David Hogg chased her around. I said on the air publicly that it seemed to me there was a contest going on here on the women's side of right-wing radio, and whether Dana Loesch and Laura Ingraham and Ann Coulter, I mean, all of them have had a lot to say in the last few weeks, and some of it's been pretty much according to what you would expect them to say, and other stuff has been pretty outrageous. What do you think about my theory?
I'm not sure what your theory is.
My theory is that that all are concerned that one of the other ones is trying to push them out of the most visible conservative women.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, a competition between Laura Ingraham, Dana Loesch, and
Ann Coulter.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a degree of that. I just think that these women are operating as conservative commentators. There's always competition between people on the same side. You know, people think everybody in conservative radio, they all love each other and they're all on the same team.
No, no, not true.
Right. So I guess there's a gender aspect to it. But I wouldn't pursue that too deeply because it would be interpreted as sexist on my part and your part.
Of course.
I can't say what's in the head of Laura Ingraham or Dana Loesch or Ann Coulter when it comes to their fellow females. However, I do believe that Laura took on a very tough task in getting into a battle with a...
I think that's
a tough one, and she has suffered the consequences of it.
Once again, the advertisers, though, we're going to go get you. We're going to kick you off the air. We're going to get rid of your advertisers. That's what everybody uses. So she apologizes to the kid so she doesn't lose her advertisers.
And that isn't enough for him. This is still going on. He wants more.
I know it is. Yeah. I think he's got a little complex himself, though. 28 and change past the hour. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. 4346 Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Four at the hour now as we go through the charts for the week of March 26th to the 30th of 2018. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. He also is the host of a fabulous podcast. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. The podcast that shows up every week with somebody new. I don't think we paid enough attention. And if you don't mind me digressing with you, Michael, for a few minutes off of the charts, the people, the stories, the stuff that we want to get back to about women in talk radio and that sort of thing. But I do want to pay tribute. We were talking about you being on the air, but this podcast you're doing now is finding sort of new heights. And Joe Lieberman being on, I actually listened. I love Joe Lieberman. I've always liked Joe. I liked his wife. We were friends when he was working in the trenches in the Senate. He's a very good guy. So what did you find, if we can, because that's something you can find when you go to the podcast, you can certainly find the archived podcast along with the new ones every week, right?
Yeah, it's mhinterview.com for folks that want to get to it. And thank you for talking about it. The thing with Joe Lieberman, I kind of held his feet to the fire about something that has irked a lot of talk show hosts for the last 20 years. And that is that back in the glorious 90s, the rise of the modern era of talk radio, before it became so polarized, it was polarized, but it wasn't as polarized politically. Joe Lieberman was the darling of both the left and the right.
Yes.
He was one of the most popular talk show guests in politics.
Yep.
And a wonderful guest because he always spoke honestly and articulately and without bias. He has his opinions, but it wasn't... He seemed to be a man seeking truth, not victory. And then when he was nominated for vice president on the Gore ticket, you couldn't get to him. And he disappeared from all of the shows, and he wound up on all the big TV shows and right. all that, which is understandable. But a lot of radio hosts felt that the time and energy they invested in him as a friend and as a contact went down the drain. And he never picked it up and recovered in terms of that relationship. Not that it mattered to him. And I hit him with it. I said, what happened? What? And he seemed truly surprised. I don't know if you noticed that. He went, oh, really? That's interesting. And he explained, and this is really key, how when he was nominated for vice president, he had no control over his schedule. A bunch
right.
of people he
yeah.
didn't know, the campaign coordinators
yeah.
were running
the handlers.
His life. The handlers.
Yeah. The handlers, yes. Yeah. And he was as naive about that as a lot of other people who get in. I really believe he is the genuine article. I've always thought he was the real deal, the real thing, and not a phony baloney.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether that comes, it's not a surprise to you. But he's one of the few politicians. He and the guy from Colorado, Joel Heffley, who was a congressman that I used to have on the radio when I was doing politics a lot. The two of them were on a lot with me, and I liked them both because I felt they were the real deal.
You're right. Joel Heffley was a good guy. As a matter of fact, he arranged for me to have a tour of the Capitol building.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. And his whole organization, his assistants and himself, they were good people.
Yeah. You know, he was the only modern congressman to ever return money to the budget. They're given $1 million a year to staff their offices, and he always turned in $200,000 or $300,000 at the end of the year, and he got other congressmen angry at him. You know, he got run out of town by Tom DeLay's group because he was the chairman of the ethics committee, and they chased there. He took it seriously.
He was too ethical.
He was too ethical, and they're the ones that got Tom DeLay, showed him to be the phony fraud that he was, the crook that he was, and so right. he got run out of Congress. And a lot of his pals managed to get rid of Heffley by taking the chairmanship away from him, and then funding a guy to run against him in Colorado Springs that beat him.
Yeah.
That was the end of him because yeah, he went yeah. against the grain of the political spectrum at the time.
Yeah, he was a Boy Scout.
Yeah,
you know, it's terrible that politics is so dirty, so evil, so corrupt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It breaks my heart.
It is. It is dirty.
Remember earlier I was talking about, you know, our childhood dreams? I used to have dreams when I was a kid of maybe going into politics and being a great statesman. Oh, yeah, yeah. Being a statesman. And I looked at certain political leaders and I thought that they were, you know, like gods. And as I grew up, I learned that they were not only not gods, but they were creeps.
Yeah.
And I've always maintained a posture: do not give your heart, do not give your soul, do not sell your endorsement to any political party or to any politician, and try to have a career as a honest broker of commentary on the radio, television, or in print. Mm-hmm. And I still see my colleagues doing that everywhere. They just totally sell their souls to these politicians.
Yeah.
And you always will get burned. Always will
yeah.
get burned.
In their best interests only. All right, before we go back to Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham, and Dana Lash, I'd like you to tell us about Steve Goldblum, who is the subject of your MH interview this week, why he is as strongly interesting as you found him to be.
He's a cool kid from Halifax, Nova Scotia, 34 years old. He's a millennial. He's funny. He is a multi-platform media guy, very clever. He has a number of things going. He hosts a podcast called Forbes Under 30. He talks to entrepreneurs who are under 30 years old who are disrupting the digital era business community, which is interesting. He also is kind of a snarky, funny example of millennial humor that has infiltrated the PBS NewsHour, and he has a program on that show called Brief But Spectacular, and I just found him to be an interesting guy, and I'm always interested in talking to bright young people to get insights into the way they tick. The way the 20 and 30 somethings tick today, because you can't just draw broad strokes generalizations about this generation.
No, it's dangerous and not smart. Both of those things. Yeah, that's good. So this is something. These interviews are always very, if you will, creative. So that's how Michael describes Steve Goldblum as a creative millennial media dynamo. You might want to listen to the story from stem to stern. Michael Harrison interview. Listen to the podcast. You can go to talkers.com and find the podcast, or you can find it. It's MH interview, isn't it, .com?
Yes, mhinterview.com.
All right, let's get back to our conversation about Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham. I don't mean to, and Dana Lash, I don't mean to prolong this, but you wanted to spend a few more minutes talking about what I said. I thought that they were fighting with each other for dominance of right-wing ladies on the air. So,
well, that's possible. And again, that's that. All I could say to that is, yeah, that's possible. But I'm not going to participate in that discussion anymore because I don't want to come across as stoking a catfight.
Yes,
that's not sexist. That's not what I want to do. It's a possibility. There are many different ways in which people of the same political philosophy in the media are in competition with each other, and clearly, gender might be one of them. Mm-hmm. What I want to say is, I was saying that Laura Ingraham went down the wrong road when she took on and attacked a kid. Yeah. My position on this whole thing is, I think the most important thing of this whole, you know, March for Our Lives movement is that kids are back in politics and they're out there being activists when for years kids have just been into video games and stupid things, it seems. Yeah. So I see that as a great thing. That being said, I don't attack them too heavily when I don't agree with some of them or their naivety or whatever. But this David Hogg guy and Emma Gonzalez and all of the big ringleaders of this have got to learn a lesson. And the lesson is, when you stick your head out there and you go out there and you do exercise your First Amendment right and you do it with success as they have, you're going to get negative feedback.
Right.
They can't be given a pass the way a lot of these snowflakes in colleges and high schools today are getting a pass on everything.
Yeah.
And they've got to learn that this
playing
is
the big leagues, man.
It's a rough and tumble business.
Yep. Yep,
and that's my point. Would you agree?
If you don't want to expect, well, I have been disturbed a little bit by the attacks by some of the bloggers on the right. The Gonzalez thing bothered me. I don't care for Mr. Hogg or his approach. I think he's a smug, smarmy kid who's going to get slapped around a little bit and wake up to the reality you've just described. Having said that, I don't think Gonzalez deserved some of the stuff, the vitriol that came from some of the people, just folks posting on social media. I thought that was pretty inappropriate.
Very nasty. Very nasty. There is a huge difference between Hogg and Gonzalez.
Hogg
seems to relish the...
He's a little bit of a worm.
So, you know, and I always come down against economic boycotts of the media, I respect their right to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. But Laura seemed to turn tail and run as soon as they took a shot at some of the advertisers. So
well, she saw what happened to Bill O'Reilly. She doesn't want to lose her gig at Fox.
Right.
Exactly. You know, when push comes to shove, Fox is a corporation that's out for its own interests, and she doesn't have Roger Ailes there to be the mediator in that process.
Yeah. And she's in a different financial league, although I'm sure she's secure. She's not anywhere near in the same financial league as O'Reilly was. So it was easy for O'Reilly to say, okay, to you guys because he's got probably a couple of million bucks in the bank, a couple of hundred million bucks in the bank. And so, with
well, also O'Reilly is so full of himself that he actually thought he would rebound.
I know.
A lot of these guys think they're bigger than their platform.
You know what?
And almost always they learn they're not.
This kid Hogg reminds me of a kid like Bill O'Reilly. He's a young Bill O'Reilly, just so full of himself and so full of baloney. But he'll get slapped around enough to wake up and rise and shine. 45 past the hour on the countdown. A lot of people focus on celebrities. We're talking here about celebrities, people in the public eye. Laura Ingraham has a good smile. You have good smile. Dana's got a nice smile. I'm talking about all three of these. Ann Coulter has a nice smile. A lot of people on the air, television, radio, need to make sure that they have white smiles. Super important. And so there are a lot of products that are out there on the market that help whiten your teeth so you can look like a movie star or a TV star or whatever, somebody in public. The whitening strips that are around, the toothpaste that's around with those little plastic beads in them that'll etch up the enamel on your teeth. Yeah, your teeth look whiter, but at what cost? You're eating away at your gums and your teeth, and until now, that's been the only way you could whiten your teeth. But now there's a product called Power Swabs. Power Swabs work in 5 minutes, no messy strips, trays, the little things that are in the toothpaste, none of that stuff. Power Swabs, clinically studied using the tooth detergents, the natural tooth detergents they found, whitening agents, so your stains start to go away in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, the red wine stains start to go away, start to disappear. Check it out for yourself. This is a guaranteed product. It'll remove the stains on your teeth, caps, veneers, or your money back. Try Power Swabs. Call and order now. 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it on the DJV show, or you can use the code DJV. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs. Whiten your teeth quickly and safely. 800-208-1797.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, this is one of the things that becomes a sub-conversation, the time of year. We're at Easter, Passover, a lot of important religionists are taking time. It's April Fools. There are a lot of things going on. One of the things that I think we have to examine at some point in time, the world of Christian video games. Have you ever? I think that would be a fascinating podcast, actually, to find the guys who develop these Christian video games. The players sport the armor of God. The best weapon is a ball of holy energy known as smite. You heard that term in religious circles?
Well,
God will smite down
the enemy.
So there are video games.
Did you know the Philistines were smitten by God.
Yeah, they were. You know? Did you know there were video games?
I heard about it. There's a lot of Christian products that are geared to the Christian marketplace. That's all I could say. And some of them are very
Christian
successful.
Radio, too. All right. Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. And this portion of the program features a conversation with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft as well. He's got a book called Identity Theft Alert. You can check out by going to scamicide.com, which is his website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. There's always one. I heard one this week about one of the, and I'm not sure which one it was. I'm trying to think now. It may have been Jackson Hewitt, but I don't want to name him because I can't remember which one it was. There's this thing every year now. This has started to take hold about 10 years ago, maybe more recently than that, Steve. Some of these preparers began to offer loans to people. You do your tax return, send it in. All right, the government owes you $3,500. You can borrow it from us today, but the interest rates are outrageous.
Yeah, no, just plain usurious. And the way that they are often portrayed is a early refund. Instead of the fact that it has nothing to do with your refund, the preparer is giving you a loan at rates that Tony Soprano wouldn't have even given. So there are some, you know, there is some action against this by various states' attorneys general, mostly for misrepresentation that people didn't know what they were getting into. And but you know, whether it's a scam that looks legitimate if you're not if it isn't explained to you or not, it's still a scam. And yeah, a lot of people get victimized by that.
Yep. All right, let's get to a couple of legal questions that are presented by our countdown this week. Stormy Daniels and the litigation that she's prepared against the president, or her lawyers have. She's number two this week on the countdown. So what comes of all of this?
You know, I'm glad you asked about that one, because I've been following it a great deal, and I see how it's covered in the media. And there was a big headline this week because her lawyers had gone to get the president to be able to be deposed, and it said that the judge would not allow that. And I'm going, wow, is the judge ruling against her? And then I saw what happened in court, and it was the judge was, what's the rush on this thing? They haven't even filed a response yet. You can't depose until after there's been a response by the defendant. So just wait for the response, the answer, and then we can move on. I'll tell you, if you're going to bet on lawyers, you bet on Stormy Daniels' lawyer.
Really?
He is very, very good, very aggressive, very smart. And it does seem that the president's legal team keeps tripping themselves, falling over their own feet all the time. This thing, it's going to have legs legally, but as far as what kind of effect on the president, I don't think it'll have much. It may even be considered to be an illegal campaign contribution, and what do they usually do there? Usually, it's just a fine. So it'll make for interesting fodder, but that's about it.
All right. Here's the story from former Justice John Paul Stevens, Second Amendment op-ed piece that really isn't about the Second Amendment, I don't think. It's about the NRA. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, John Paul Stevens, a very, very eminent jurist. He was a terrific Supreme Court justice. I do think that the editorial arguing about rescinding the Second Amendment, just all it does is it makes an argument that's unnecessary. You know, we're not, the Second Amendment is not going to be eliminated. The question is, how do we legitimately balance rights here? I still believe, and the Supreme Court's gone on record as saying, and Congress can do this, there's no constitutional right to own an assault weapon. So, you know, we do need to have some legitimate gun regulations that that recognize the rights of gun owners, but can provide us with some necessary limitations and safety.
All right. Other item of interest here, the California Sanctuary Cities issue is number 8 this week. I can't for the life of me understand how the hell these people think, never mind how they get away with it legally. There's a big to-do in California now with cities and counties wanting to opt out of what the state or people up in Sacramento want to do. How do you read this?
You know, it really is incredible to me, just as someone who truly does believe in the rule of law. And, I mean, even if you go back to Dr. Martin Luther King, when he broke laws that he felt were unjust, he accepted the punishment.
Mm-hmm.
You change the laws, and that's what we need to have as a focus, not on an organized disregard for the laws that we don't like.
Right. All right. That's it. If they don't have to follow law, why should I? When the cop comes and stops me for speeding, I'm going to tell him to go screw. All right. Thank you, Steve. You can get me out of jail. It's 59 past.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.